Hello and welcome back to the Humanity Podcast. I'm your host, Michael McPherson, here with my beloved Mackenzie Marzuff and another very special guest today who I'm going to give Mackenzie the privilege of introducing.
Well, Joy Lindholm is one of our dear friends, soul family, and actually, babe, I would love for you to share with the world a little bit about you. What you're up to, what you care about right now, and what you do in the world, what you love in the world. Just give us what's on your heart in this moment.
The first thing that's actually on my heart is just start with a little prayer and blessing. That's really what's on my heart. Yeah. So whoever's listening today, I'd love for you, if you're not driving a car, to just gently close your eyes and take some nice deep breaths, letting the body release any of this pent-up energy that's been zooming around our planet, and drawing in life with the inhale. We ask that all beings that hear this transmission may receive whatever it is that their hearts need in this moment, whether it be a soothing love, whether it be some fire in the belly to have really clear boundaries, maybe a gentle cleansing of outside energy. We do ask that the levels of light begin to grow stronger around each individual. We ask that this light that encircles us come from the highest realms. May we be deeply intertwined with the light of our higher selves. And then we ask that any angels, any of our guides, any of these beloved spirits that we work with, come and encircle us, that we may stand in a circle of a deep embrace of love, of light, of grace. And then we ask that these guides and angels that are with us continue to nurture our body, our heart, our mind, our souls. And whenever you're ready, just opening the eyes back up, breathing into your body, letting yourself get grounded. So what's on my heart? So what do I do in the world? I am a healer. I do body work. I do energetic readings for people, and I work in people's Akashic records, which is my greatest privilege in this life, to be able to spend time in such a holy, holy space with individuals. So for people that don't know what the Akashic records are, the Akashic records, in a very simple explanation, are a beautiful holographic space that record everything your soul's ever been through. So it's like a living library that holds all of your soul's information. So I have the dearest, dearest gift of being able to work with people and reconnect them into that space so that they can receive insights, healing, clearing, whatever they need in the moment that they're sitting with me in those records. Personally, what's on my heart more recently is being deeply embodied in this physical world right now that would have us look outside of ourselves for answers, for healing, for anything. And there's a very fierce part of me that's coming in that wants to remind all humans that they are deeply sovereign and holy, and that we don't need to let things terrorize our consciousness anymore, that we can choose to set down old patterns, old agreements, really anything that is no longer serving the highest good. It feels to me the most important to remember that we are deeply connected to our divine sovereign being, our higher self, God, source, whatever words you want to use. And it feels very apparent to me, because of the way that I work with people, that so many people are really, really aching for that sense of connection right now. So that's really what's on my heart, is continuing to do my work and be embodied in what I'm doing, and hopefully that helps some people along the way. Yeah.
So beautiful. Thank you, babe. And thank you for the prayer. And you know, I'd love to, well, before we hopped on, you were sharing about a healing session you were in. You were sharing about something that, I don't know if it was you said to your inner child or your inner child said to you, but it was something about, well, how can we anchor the light if we don't know what's mm-hmm. going on in yes. the world? Mm-hmm. So in part one of this two-part episode, we had our friend Melanie on and kind of exposed some of the things that are behind the scenes of our mm-hmm. perceived world. And I know that you are someone that is very aware of those things as well. And in fact, you bring your light and your healing and your awareness to those darker spaces,
yeah.
Which is something I'm just deeply grateful to you for. And today, the reason why we wanted to have you on the podcast was to receive your wisdom around, once you understand the darker aspects of our world, once you go into those spaces and see it, how do you then show up to continue mm-hmm. to anchor light? How do you be of service? And especially right now, how can we all be of service to the light despite what's kind of unfolding in the world right now?
Yeah. The first thing that's really sticking out to me about how you just brought that up is, firstly, if people are feeling that pull to do a little bit of research and dive a little bit deeper about what's going on, I always, always suggest before they do that, that they make sure that they're very grounded. And that might literally look like doing some breath work, maybe moving your body so you're in your body before you walk into those spaces. I always, as a daily ceremony, I'm doing a little bit more of an extended version of that prayer, but having a circle of light around you. So whatever beings that you work with, whether it's angels or ascended masters or God or Allah or whoever it is that you work with, it could just be the universe, but having a circle of light around you before you enter those spaces, even just through visuals, whether you're watching a video, you're reading something, have that light around you. Make sure you're grounded. Make sure you're connected up into that higher self space so that that light is already running through you as you take in the information. Because if you don't, it can get so sticky in your consciousness. So kind of think about that energy running through your body, almost like a little river. That if there's a constant flow of light moving through you, anything that you're then taking in is also already has movement. It's not gonna solidify anywhere, so that you're already bringing light to that space. So for me, that was the first thing that I always tell people, is don't just dive into some dark holes if you're like already feeling shitty. Make sure that you have that light around you and that you know what your boundaries are. If you go too far in and you literally are starting to feel like you're kind of looking for the salacious details and there's no point to it, yeah, take the step back and come back. How I personally work with this is quite literally, I have the ability to astral travel. And so for me, it is actually going into spaces where, you know, particularly children are being kept. There's some off-planet work that I've been doing. And it's very simple to me. It's, I'll walk past these beautiful children. I might put my hands out and just hold their hand a little bit. It often looks like me reminding them that we remember them, that they're not forgotten. It is literally reminding them that they are connected to God and that God is all around them, that the angels are here with them. And it's that simple to me. And now you know, I'm not assuming everybody here knows how to astral travel, but even just sending out that prayer, not from your human little battery, like your human cut off space, but when you're in that expansive space where you're connected into your holy divinity, that you're asking that that kind of pure light go be with those that are still unfortunately enslaved here on this planet or wherever they are. But that is such a simple way to start to serve. And then checking in with yourself. That's another thing for me that I feel is really important for people is if you have a really strong pull towards some kind of activist energy right now, and you don't believe that these kind of things are happening, what is it inside of you that is struggling with looking at what to me feels like one of the biggest issues here is to protect innocence? And so really looking and asking yourself those questions of, what is it about that I can't look at? What am I afraid will happen if I do? Possibly doing some of your own inner child work. So that you can connect back into that innocence that's always been there inside of you. Does that answer your question? I could talk about this for days.
Well, please keep going if you have more. Yeah, because that very much answered the question.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, just to highlight again for the people that are listening to these two podcasts back to back, the first podcast was very much about what you just touched on. It's very much about the children that are still enslaved on this planet to a certain life. You know, the satanic rituals that are being performed behind the scenes, sex trafficking, people utilizing their innocence to gain their own power or stealing from the innocence of children to have power in a certain way. So it was a very practical, real world look at some of the things that are going on there. And so here, I love what you're talking about because we're really trying to introduce something. You know, not everyone is on the quote unquote front lines, if you will. You know, not everyone is out there or has an organization that's battling human sex trafficking. So for the people that are becoming aware of this, maybe for the first time, and aren't already involved directly, at least in a three-dimensional perspective, our intention is really to give them resources to still be empowered to, one, hold themselves in a certain energy as they expose themselves to this information, like you just pointed to. And two, also know that they too are empowered to do something about it. And so I love that you started to touch on the power of prayer and intention, and being able to go and visit and travel to these spaces. So I'd love for you, if you're open to it, to just expand on a little bit what happens when we do that. What really is the power of prayer? Mm-hmm. Because from a 3D mm-hmm. perspective, people can look and say, well, that doesn't really do anything. Mm-hmm. You're not actually mm-hmm. being an activist, but we know that that's not true. So maybe you could expand on the truth of that a little bit more.
Yeah. So I want to just say this out loud that I know for myself, even for a while coming from a very religious background, that honestly, the word prayer for me was slightly triggering. Now, even throughout my entire life, going in and out of going to church and then totally rejecting it and then coming into the spiritual world and all of that, I still always felt that I had a conversation going with God, source, divinity. So if prayer doesn't work for you, totally fine. It can be a conversation. It could be a blessing. It could be a mantra. This goes into a bit of a quantum conversation. So what's coming up for me when you ask that question is that we could use that example of the ocean, that if God or source is the ocean and we individuated from that source, that ocean, it would be like us taking, you know, a beautiful bucket of water out of that ocean and going and putting it somewhere. Now we all come from that same thing. We still are that. And because we all contain that same energy, we therefore intrinsically have connection to it. There are actual energetic wavelengths that are flowing through everything. And so if you were a little kid and you ever actually played the telephone game, that there was two objects and there was something that you sent through it, you can kind of think about connecting into a specific soul. You could think about the whole group of maybe kids that are in your country that could be enslaved. And imagine that you are speaking into that, and each of them is plugged into the other side. And so because our nature is made up of different molecules, electrons, all of this really beautiful scientific technology, we can, with concentrated consciousness and loving awareness, take our inner power and use it to manifest a world around us. And it's also bypassing, when you start to consciously work with prayer and energy, you can actually begin to bypass the limitations that have been programmed into our human minds and start to activate your metaphysical properties, which are still intertwined with your physical body. So part of it is actually flexing your muscle of saying like, oh, everything that I physically see in the world isn't all that is. There's an unseen world that is quite literally just as real. And so when you start to actively work with it, you'll actually start to notice it. So maybe you don't start by saying a prayer, but maybe it's just a simple thing. Like when you're outside and you're walking and you see an animal, a bird or something, and you send a prayer to it, and all of a sudden it turns and it flies right past you. Like you can start to get these little subtle hints that, oh, this is something, this is working. So if you need to start on something that doesn't feel quite so big, that's great. But if you start to sit with even the playfulness and the joyfulness of like, there's more to this world than just what my human eyes see, you get this deep reward of the unseen world playing back with you. Again, I don't know if that answers your question. It's a hard conversation to put into a small amount of time. But if you've ever had that experience where you were thinking about someone and then they called you or they text you, and kind of think about it that way. There was like this signal that you sent out or they sent out and vice versa. And because there was this energy that passed into your physical awareness, maybe without you even consciously knowing, it prompted you to send that text or for them to send that text or to call. That's like a very simple example of how we can connect that way. Now, the other thing I do want to say, because again, a lot of people don't necessarily know how to astral travel, is I've had the actual experience where when I get that tap on the shoulder that it's time to go do some work in like an underground base or something, once I drop into that space and I feel grounded and like ready to go, literally their heads turn to look at me.
Who's they?
The children. And those that are their captors. Yes. So there is a manifestation power to your energy. Humans are much more powerful than we've been, again, programmed to think that we are. And this is part of the fun right now, is people are busting out of these paradigms of thought and saying, this isn't what I thought it was. I actually can do more. I can be this thing. I don't have to play these small, shitty games anymore. So if you feel called to it, please practice. It's not going to always go perfectly, but I assure you that even if you don't understand the power of your prayer right now, once you transition over and you're back in spirit, you're going to greet all of those souls that you prayed for, and they're going to say, thank you. That lifted my heart. that could have been the one little tiny glinter of hope that they had that day that kept them alive that day. It's something. Even if it doesn't feel like enough, it's something.
That is so powerful. Thank you. Wow, wow, wow. What does what's going on underground and into these places that you go have to do with the world at large and what's going on our planet right now?
Great question.
How I want to talk about this, of course, is carefully because it's a very intricate and very complicated situation. So for those that don't know, there are underground bases around the world that military groups on all levels have access to. And it's a space where they can, without really a lot of restrictions, do a lot of testing. Kids are literally born down in the bases themselves and haven't seen the light of day. They use children there, of course, for scientific experiments and ritualistic experiences. So from my experience there, I don't know everything about it, but from my experience, the word that comes to me, if you think about all these things that are happening, is all about siphoning power. So taking power from humans, controlling our connection even to what the average human thinks that we interact with beings from other planets, even like the technology that we have. It's almost as if it's contained there and controlled there, and that they only let out little bits of it as they wish us to know so that we can stay honestly dumbed down. So for me, that's how it comes through, is that it's a place where there those spaces are in place to continue to control narratives, control the planet, to do the things that they don't want the average person to see. They can do it in those underground spaces. So that is the word that I would say that the main purpose of it is for them to stay in power and to control the power itself.
And then is the main way that they try to siphon our power. And then where are we at in terms of timeline, maybe right now? And is it impacting everyone? Is it impacting other spaces? Is it
kind of like a big picture view of what's actually unfolding here for humanity? You know, where do we find ourselves right now? Because we know that there are forces that are trying to take our power and suppress our consciousness, right?
Yes.
We're aware of that now. But if we zoom out from maybe how that impacts us directly, what's actually unfolding between humanity and these other forces? Like, where are we at in the bigger picture of our human evolution, I guess you could say?
It's quite the question. I might answer by saying, I don't really know.
Yeah.
What I do pick up is, no matter what stridation the human consciousness individually, even from person to person, is on, even those that don't understand maybe the levels that are playing out, it feels as if a lot of people at least have that sense of something's going on. Something feels different about the planet. Something feels different about my life, which to me actually feels quite promising. The fact that we're even having this conversation openly feels, again, very promising. And it feels as if, you know, years ago when I started doing this work with children, I actually didn't think about the day that I would be having an open conversation with multiple people about this. because people weren't ready to talk about this type of power struggle that has been plaguing our globe for thousands of years. What I have to even remind my own human awareness is that if we think about evolution, again, from the big picture, it takes a long time for humans to evolve. And so this process isn't going to happen overnight. And it can be, I think, a very confronting for humans to understand that these big things are at play, and it makes you feel maybe apathetic or helpless. And so how I approach that with myself and with my clients is just reminding them that we don't even know what tomorrow is going to bring, but today I can make that choice of, I'm going to be a good steward of my energy, and my intention is to live from that place of deep connection, of love, of reverence for this life and all life forms. And by doing that, I'm giving my vote, my energy to creating a world that I actually want to live in and that I want to create, because it feels fun and joyful and harmonious. And so, because I believe in the power of our consciousness, if we each start doing that, it feels like it's really going to speed up that shift of what our planet looks like, what people experience. But it's going to take steadfast work. So when you feel overwhelmed, it's always my suggestion to just come back to right now. Like, what are you good right now? Do you have breath? Do you have a roof over your head? All of those simple things that we, at least in our country, can often take for granted. We can start to use all of these little bits of gratitude as food for our souls, so that we can keep going, so that we can be a voice, so that we can listen to our intuition, so that we can have the courage to speak truth and live truth and be loving to everyone. What a good spiritual practice, even those that maybe right now we don't agree with. My guides the other day said, I was asking about this client that I don't particularly get along with well. We just aren't maybe a good personal click fit. And I said, why do they keep, like, I was asking them, why does this person keep coming? And they're like, this is your practice at learning that you don't have to like everyone, but you can love them. And if that doesn't feel relevant right now on our planet, I don't know what does. So what happens when we say, I don't have to like everything you're doing, but I will love you and I will respect you and I respect your choices. You get to be here because you're a sovereign soul too. And I think that when we continue to live that way, it is what shifts our reality. So for me, even just, you know, so many people have been talking about 2020, and honestly, I feel like kind of poo-pooing it. And I found so many beautiful treasures throughout 2020. Because I'm cultivating the reality around me. I can't control what other people do around me, but I damn sure am going to be here and working with my inner peace, so that no matter the world's burning down around me, like, nobody can touch this part, that center, my soul. So that was a tangent, but I don't know what the future looks like, but I know what I'm choosing to create. And I know that no matter what happens, I'm going to go down squeezing every single ounce of life and joy out of this incarnation.
Oh, I have so many questions, because I want to know also what that looks like for you. You know, there's a lot of conversation around the 3D and the 5D world, and which one are you choosing? So I guess from you're such a wise, person in my life, but leader in my life as well. And I look to you as a way shower in so many ways. And I just would love to know what your perspective is on how much to engage with the 3D, like the maybe the social media, the mainstream media, the like voting, politics, like all the masks, the conversation around COVID, like what's your approach to all of that while maintaining clearly such a high vibration? I feel like you provide so much safety in your energy just with anyone you interact with. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do you hold both, do both? Do you do both? Do you maybe break it up in percentages? I'd love to hear your perspective on all that.
Yeah. And I just want to add, just from our own perspective, this is something that we even personally come up against to this day is even what we're exposing ourselves to helping.
Oh, right. Should we just avoid that?
Should we just not even know? Would it help to just not even know? You know, what difference is it making that we know or are being exposed to the kinds of things in terms of information that we're being exposed to? Mm-hmm. And how do we balance what you're talking about, this truly empowered living where we are in full sovereign control of our body, our peace, the love that we give, and what's the difference we can make in the 3D world as well, you know, having to balance those two things. So I just want to add that in there because we're at the more that we're exposed to, we're constantly asking ourselves that question is, okay, now that I'm aware of this, what can I truly do? What action would be the greatest service to what I now know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should I just still like put on a mask and get the vaccine and go about it, you know, and surrender to it all? Like, yeah. What does that look like for you?
Well, of course you guys asked me like 20 questions.
Please answer them all in consecutive order.
That's
in
enough.
5 minutes or less.
It's enough for you to talk about the rest of the podcast.
Okay. The first thing I'm going to touch on is really where you started, Mac, about 3D, 5D. Now, I know that's some people's jam. Personally, it's not mine. I like the idea of being fluid. I like the idea of not rejecting any part of my human, while also letting my higher self dance right along with my human part. So I guess it's just not a conversation that I feel overly drawn to. It comes back down again to that practice all day long of, have I veered off of my center? Am I acting from a place of judgment and reaction? Am I looking out into the world through the lens of my soul, or am I wearing the filter of any of the things that might be triggering me? So for me, it's that just daily practice of, when I notice I fall off of my center, which of course I do because I'm human, like how gently and quickly can I come back into that loving space without beating up that part that veered off the path? To me, I guess if I was really thinking about it, that is that still that play of bouncing between 3D, 4D, and 5D. As it comes to some of the very physical human things that we're being faced with, I also don't have a linear path on that one. There are days in my city where I feel so loving that I don't care if I'm wearing a mask or not because it doesn't mean anything to me. There are days that I look out and I see everyone masked and I think, what has happened to our world? How are we all just going along with everything without asking questions? Are people asking questions? So for me, it does again feel like a vacillation between my stubborn, fiery human self that doesn't like being told what to do. And also, if I'm choosing to act from that place, am I doing it just to prove a point? Am I trying to create some hierarchy where I think I know better than someone else? Because to me, that feels pointless and not worth my energy. So even in those situations, again, instead of making other people wrong for their choices, for me, it feels like coming back to taking ownership of, why was I just triggered? What part of me feels afraid? Can I tend to that part? Can I listen to what she has to say so that she doesn't feel afraid and shut down anymore? So this is how I live my life all day long, is being very curious about everything. I'm very curious about humanity. I always have been. And right now, it is extremely fascinating to be alive, to see how everybody is living in the world. And even just saying that, one of the other things that I've always felt really connected to Jesus as an ascended master. Now, pardon all the Christians if they are listening. I don't believe that Jesus died on a cross to save me from my sins, but I do think he is a really beautiful, beautiful teacher and master. And as he was on the planet, he spoke about that, of living in this world, but not of it, so that there's this marriage of heaven and earth, that there's this not rejecting the human part, loving both, living both. And that's always a point for me, is I'm very aware of the fact that if I reject any part of myself, or I'm trying to separate something that I don't like about myself from myself, it doesn't work. I've tried that for like the first 28 years of my life. It doesn't work. So for me, instead of going into rejecting anything or anyone, it's coming back into, how do I bring love and compassion around that space? To me, that's actually exciting, doing this inner work all day long. It is the best adventure that I get to be on. So when I look at life and all the things that are playing out around us, however you feel about everything, my inner child, my divine wisdom feels like we are in this amazing jungle of life, and we get to keep showing up for the adventure every day. And some days are going to look really good, and some days are going to be really, really hard. And all of it's allowed. Again, I don't go too much into, am I in 3D or am I in 5D? I pay attention to how my heart feels. Am I punishing myself? Am I cut off from that energy flow that's infinite? That's what I care about, because that's how I serve. And that's what I've consecrated my life to, is literally being in service to the divine. And that's how I filter my life. And I know that's not for everyone, but that is how I live my life, and that's how I make my decisions. That's how I move in the world. And I can feel, and when you start to live that way, you can feel when you've closed off your channels, because it's going to show up immediately in your body. So when you feel that contraction, you're holding your breath, you get the stomach ache, you need to shit your pants, you have to pee really bad, all of those very human things, it's a really good point to check in and be like, ooh, what am I doing right now? Like, am I connected? What am I believing? What just took control of my consciousness? So all day long, that's how I live. Again, I know that's not for everyone, but that is how I filter my world, is always that, how do I bring some love here? And how do I let myself be graceful in the human parts that are really hard? I don't think for pretending that we don't have hard human feelings is helpful at all. And that's one of the reasons for me that I choose to sit with the really hard things that are really almost impossible for our human consciousness to understand. The fact that people are willing to desecrate children and innocence You shouldn't understand that. But if we can't sit with that even for a second in our safe spaces where we're good, how does that help the kid that's going through it? To me, that's always what brings me back. And that's what my inner child always pulls me to do that work for, because she knows. She knows what it is to be terrified and nobody is listening. So this comes back to that conversation of, honestly, how dare we not at least look at this? Because they have to live through it. And how do you look at it in a good way that's powerful? Is truly being in that space of embodiment, of being connected into your holy divinity, so that you can look at those beautiful, innocent children. You can connect in even energetically. Maybe you aren't a visual person. Maybe it's just kind of sending out that intention of, like, please God bless all of these beautiful souls that are still enslaved in our world. But if you don't do it, it doesn't help anyone. So to me, it's always, how can I be of service? How can I be more love? How can I reflect light out? And of course, that also encompasses my own work. Then, you know, I'm a big, big proponent of spending time every single day just with you. So whether that's journaling, dance, yoga, you know, therapy, whatever you need, like, that you are spending that time so that you're not just telling people how to be in the world. Like, you got to walk the talk, because this is that journey. It's not going to be over overnight. So, yeah.
Oh, mic drop stuff right there. And yeah. I'm just thinking, you know, where do we want to go from here? It's such a big conversation. There are so many directions. And the big thing that keeps showing up for me is, not me personally, but what I'm, well, yes, for me personally too, and what I'm witnessing in others, is this sense of powerlessness. Mm-hmm. Powerlessness to influence, change, and have an impact on our world without being able to physically be a part of a march, a movement, a protest, again, an organization that's fighting whatever. So there's a perceived powerlessness that, again, came to me as you were talking about being cut off from the bigger part of ourselves. And so I know, you know, we live in a multi-dimensional reality. We are multi-dimensional beings. And I'm curious, from your perspective, how can we connect more with that part of ourselves? And two, what real life impact can that have?
Because you seem like, just to reflect it back to you, you just sort of seem, and I'm sure, I know you have human emotions, I know you have human feelings, but you just seem so sturdy and solid. And so, like, you are in this knowing that you are safe, because despite the uncertainty in the human world. Mm-hmm. So that's why I love your question, because I want to, yeah. Mm-hmm. What you do to get there will be really mm-hmm. helpful.
This was a evolutionary process for me. And I feel like it would be helpful to approach it from that way, so that people that maybe aren't there yet, where they can just be in prayer and be comfortable with it and feel connected. You know, for me, I was born into the world extremely awake, very high sensory. And because of that, I definitely went through the process of numbing that out. And for me, how a lot of my process started was, I was in a car accident and totaled my car. And when I came out of it, there was almost like this energy had been rattled loose. And it was so hard to explain to people. I was like, I don't know what this is. I feel like it's just like hovering around me. And it put me on my path to seek out a healer. And that first healer was really the beginning of my journey of self-healing. And, you know, it's progressed over the years of different teachers, the right books, you know, all of my amazing clients that have been in front of me, that have been my teachers, still are. But what that looked like was just tuning in with what did I need in that moment? So the beginning of the journey was working with an acupuncturist that worked specifically with emotional blocks. And what came up was so intense that it would take me a whole month to integrate before I could go back. And it was uncomfortable. If anybody tells you the spiritual process is like sunshine and butterflies all the time, they are blowing some hot smoke up your butt, because that is not true. But I stuck to it, because even if it was just a tiny percentage of the time, there was this light that was starting to emerge, and it felt so good. And when you touch into that, you want to keep being active in that space. And so it was that motivation that I needed to keep walking through the things that were really challenging. And when you show up for a spiritual path, when you're committed to it, it literally builds your muscle to be okay being uncomfortable. And just like anything, you're not going to be perfect at it right away. You know, if you take the analogy of going to the gym, if you haven't worked out for 10 years and you go and try and deadlift, you know, 300 pounds, it's not going to go well. So really, if you can, walking with some grace in your process, but just asking those questions of, what do I need today? Even just closing your eyes and asking literally at your heart center, what would be something that would be really delightful today? What make me smile today? And it could be something super simple, like I want to take a really long walk, or I want to have my most favorite, you know, dish that I don't spend time making, or I want to drive 3 hours away to my favorite shop and pick up, you know, that thing that I've really wanted. But honoring your conversation with your own inner guidance, you don't get to the place where you can see like angels and guides and, you know, all of the flashy spiritual shit. If you're not in your body and you're not listening to yourself, like, that is so important. And I think people often skip over what maybe feels mundane to people, but are you in your body? Are you listening to your intuition? Do you know how your intuition even talks to you? Because it's going to be different for everyone, right? Like some people, it's that very physical knowingness. Some people, they hear things. Some people see things. So even just checking in with simple things of like, you know, have you had that experience where, you know, you're driving in your car and you know somebody's about to like cut you off? What did that feel like in your body? Remember that. That's your intuition. So checking in with yourself every day. What else do I want to say about this process? How do I maintain my steadfastness? It is a daily practice. Again, as simple as it sounds, because I'm highly sensitive and very empathetic, both emotionally and physically, I won't leave my space without my circle of empowerment around me. I have specific guides that I work with. But again, that's up to each individual. It could just be, again, higher power, great spirit, whatever it is. Because what happens then is every part of me does feel safe in this physical world, because I know that I have this high, powerful light around me, and that even begins to kind of buffer what comes towards me. So if somebody's projecting their pain on me, which, as we know, is happening a lot right now with humanity, as that comes towards my fields, it's going to come to the edge of my light, that circle that I've put around me. And it's either going to deflect off, or it's going to be filtered through that very high resonance, so that when that information, because that's all really anything is energy and information. When that information, if it comes to me, because it's meant to be looked at by me, it's filtered through that high frequency, so that I'm not going to drop into a codependent behavior with that person. I'm not going to digest their pain and their journey. And so living in the world that way becomes extremely, not only manageable, but it is exciting because I'm a curious person. So again, none of those things are extremely out there and, like, you know, the sexiest and the most vibrant thing ever. But my life is lovely. I have my inner peace. And to me, that feels like freedom. And literally, in this world right now, nobody gets to touch that. That is mine. That sacred part in my heart is mine. It is devoted to love, to light. And I don't have to play those games where somebody's convinced me that I need to give that away, or that it's wrong to be connected in that space. So to me, that feels like freedom and empowerment to live in this physical body, loving this physical body, loving those around me. And how does that affect people? I don't know. You guys tell me, how does it affect you to be around me?
Yes.
It's epic.
So epic.
It's a huge receiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a breath of fresh air. It's a soothing balm. It's a remembrance. It's a physical relaxation and a let go of any tension or perceived duty, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say it is for you?
An invitation for me. Mm-hmm. And I feel the way that you nurture your inner child is, it's so apparent because it shows up in how you hold yourself as a woman. And that's a really beautiful reflection for me.
Mm.
And I really resonate with what you said about the projecting of pain into the field. And that's where I'm kind of sitting back wondering, where has my powerlessness and where have I felt my frustrations with what's going on, my frustrations with us all complying and kind of projecting that out, or really from a place of sharing that I'm fucking frustrated. You know, I'm sharing, this is my emotional experience right now. I'm going to be honest about it, but is that of the most service in this moment? Is there something else I could put out into the field? So I'm contemplating that as you say that.
And I really, did you want to say something?
No, you go.
What's that? I really, you know, the more we talk here in this space, and of course we have interactions outside of a podcast setting, but the more we interact with you here like this, the more that I'm getting that it's not either or for you, specifically in terms of your personal experience of life and the collective experience of life. I'm really seeing that you're allowing what you experience personally to be a contribution to the collective. Anything that you touch upon, you heal, you love, you nourish, you honor within yourself, allowing you to cultivate that beautiful energy that you're talking about. And also allowing yourself to witness and learn from and experience the collective, to have that mirror back to you, you know, where you're at, or if there is, you know, like you said, if anything makes it through that light barrier, then there is an opportunity for you to work. So it's not like you're not saying, okay, I'm going to stay completely ignorant, I'm not going to look at any of this, I'm going to focus on myself. But you're also not saying, okay, this is the most important thing right now, I'm going to totally wipe off my personal life and anything I've got going on and focus only on what's happening in the big picture. It seems like you have this really beautiful balance where you're honoring both through the vessel of your body.
And I will say for people, you know, I think there are people right now that do feel really maybe physically called to, you know, donate to a place, or maybe they are a part of teams that are going in and rescuing children. Or maybe you do want to be a part of a march, or, you know, maybe you're wanting to be some type of truther on social media. I don't think there's anything wrong with that either. I think that there's, it doesn't light me up. It's not my thing, but it's some people's things, and I'm glad that it is, you know? So I think that's another, just a practical thing. If you feel really called and you feel empowered by giving your voice and your energy to something, and you feel that it is deeply helpful and impactful, like, please step into that space. Cause I know my space, like astral travel and, like, you know, working through the dimensions isn't for everybody either. And I know a lot of people don't get that, but I know that this is what I've signed up to do. So I don't, it's not about like, this is the one way and that's the right side, and I think this president is going to be the best one and that person is going to save us. To me, staying in that kind of like back and forth in the hierarchy misses the point of, yeah, we're literally all in this together. We are all connected. And if I write somebody off, how is that helping anything? So yeah, if you feel empowered by those very, you know, swift human things that you can do, please serve that way. You know, in response even to you, Mac, I think that that's part of it too, is, you know, think about, why did you feel called to speak truth about something you're feeling? Even if that impacted one person, for them to be truthful about how they're feeling, and to still feel safe feeling their feelings, right? Because by you saying, this is how I'm feeling, but you're not doing it for pity or grief or, you know, somebody to come and save you. You get to embody to people, like, yeah, we're allowed to have all of our feelings. And if we're not lashing out at people, if we're not doing it in a violent way, it actually feels good to move all of that up and out and through the system. So we don't have to store all of that anymore. Because if we keep storing it, we're going to keep having massive amounts of disease, violence, oppression, all of the things that you see. I think our bodies are meant to be these fluid beings. Like, we're allowed to have all of our human feelings. And it's not like there's one lane where you're like, I'm going to be spiritual right now, and then I'm going to be human over here. Like, they get to go together. And if we were created with emotions, we're supposed to play with them and be aware with them and work with them.
That is what I'm getting more than ever, is just every individual's part of the whole. And then it's having me come into a deeper acceptance of your part, and my part. And sometimes, you know, we talk about zone of genius, and when someone's like, what's your zone of genius? I typically don't answer, but lately I'm really recognizing, like, mine is like literally feeling, just feeling emotion and being open about them. And so thank you for seeing me in that and reminding me of that permission I have to give not only myself, but everyone, to be exactly where they're at, doing exactly what they're doing, because it's all important. There's no one right or wrong way to show up right now. It's our individual guidance system. It's our individual moment to moment.
Yeah, how in tune are we with ourselves?
Yeah.
So, but then also think about what happens if we all are allowed to be in tune with our inner wisdom, our own divine higher self, and then my calling matches up with your calling, and then we start collaborating from that divine space. Yeah, this is how we create, like, a lovely reality that I want to live in and be a part of. Is, let's not do it through these old paradigms. Like, we're allowed to fucking move on from all of that already. We don't have to stay imprisoned. We actually can live and embody that we are sovereign and holy and sacred. And the earth is holy and sovereign and sacred. And it's a joy to be here, incarnating on her, working with the heavenly realms. You don't have to do this game anymore of being shrouded and oppressed and blaming people for everything that we have a problem with. Take ownership of your life. Become radically responsible for how you're feeling. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You're going to ask the entire world to change so that you're not uncomfortable anymore? Like, no, this isn't how it works. You're going to be waiting your whole goddamn life. Do it today. Breathe into your heart. Love yourself a little bit more. Remember that you literally have legions of angels around you. You have a higher self that knows exactly what's going on. Resource that. That's what it's there for.
I like that fire.
That was so good.
That's so good. Yeah, yeah, like true
rebel.
It's
been a lot of fire lately.
Yeah. So good. So, you know, let's bring it down, back down to if someone's like, okay, Joy, how is that going to pay the bills?
Yeah, Joy. Good question. How is that going to pay the bills?
That's a really good question. Let me think about how I actually want to answer that question. Okay. The first thing I want to say, just because now my inner child is like feeling a little sassy, is my bills are paid and this is how I live all day long. So, okay.
Damn, yes. I love it.
Well, to me, it feels like no matter how you have money circulating, you know, you could be working at your most favorite coffee shop. You could be a CEO. Your impact in the world can be so powerful if wherever you're showing up or however you're showing up, you're doing it through that connection of your higher self and source. This goes into that quantum conversation of like, if I have even an interaction with you, whether it is, you know, again, through a job, the person that's bagging my groceries at the co-op, if I'm kind and compassionate to you and I see you, who knows what kind of effect that's going to have. So for me, it feels like, how does that pay the bills? Because I'm listening to divine heavenly solutions that my human self isn't going to get to just by itself. So that I'm checking into that inner compass of, okay, do I take that step? I'm feeling pulled to work with that person. I'm feeling pulled to take that training. I need to let that job go. I need to let that relationship go. So for me, it feels like it just becomes part of your daily guidance system. And instead of plotting, how am I ever going to get to that thing? Or I need to get all the money in the world and then I'll figure out how to be happy. Well, what if you allowed your human awareness to be in service to your higher self awareness? So that instead of your human brain trying to just click through all the things that it's been experienced, things that are relatable to it, you actually allow it to be quiet and present and take its calling orders from your higher self-awareness that can resource source itself. And as that drops down into your physical awareness, then your human awareness goes, oh, okay, I got my job. My job is to take that training. My job is to send that email to that person that I want to actually set up a meeting with. So for me, it just feels like, well, why would you want to do it a different way? I don't know how you make money, but I think it's much more fun to do it through that space where it's infinite. And there's always something flowing through where I actually have that relationship of trust that if I'm getting that call from my higher self of like, yeah, you got to keep showing up as that healer. You You can't take a normal job. You can't take a salary job. This is what we're asking you to do. If my higher self called me to come and do this thing, then I'm actually going to hold that accountable to make sure that I have money in my accounts and food on my table. And then my head doesn't have to be in the way, because then that just starts to actually come through.
I hope it's okay that I ask you this, because, but, or that we talk about this in, during COVID, you said to me, I think it was a voice memo. You're like, it's kind of interesting how I'm working less than I've ever worked, or something like this.
Yes,
but
I know,
yeah,
what you're talking about.
Would you share that if you want?
Yeah. So during COVID, so because I do hands-on work, that part of my job was closed down for several months. So I knew that I had a really strong calling to do a lot of deep energetic work and energetic grid work for the planet while we were in the midst of the lockdown. And my human part, of course, was kicking up a bit of a fuss of like, oh my gosh, how am I gonna stay afloat? Like, I do readings, but I also do massage, and both of those things are what, you know, obviously bring in my money collectively. And I just kept hearing my gut say, like, no, like, this is what we need you to do, is like, spend these hours in meditation and prayer. And so then my sassy part came out and said, okay, great, then you need to actually play with the numbers in my account. And they did. I don't have a way to explain it other than the numbers in my account just either would stay the same or they'd randomly go up. And I said yes to being a part of Miracle Consciousness. And in fact, you know, my clientele grew over COVID. I don't have really honestly an attachment to that, because again, my top filter always is like, let me be of service, like show me how I need to be in the world today. Speak through me, let my hands be healing, may my interactions be loving. And that's my guide to how to show up, where to show up, what to be doing. And I absolutely understand that some humans are like, what the fuck, Joy, are you talking about? You just have money in your account. Yes. Yes, actually.
Go ahead. I love this conversation so much, as you know, and I've really experienced it in my personal life as well. It's been a bit since I've really played with it, because I haven't been pushed up against an edge as much as I have been, as like lately is now, like I'm being pushed up against an edge with this, because there's my higher self is, this feels vulnerable to share, but is being asked to prepare for motherhood. And mm-hmm. there's this, my human self is, well, how is that going to pay the bills? Mm-hmm. How is, you know, and especially because with 2020 being not on the linear growth trajectory in my business. In fact, it's been the opposite. And it's stretching all people involved in the business, actually. And while I deeply trust as it pertains to that, there's this human part of me is like, oh, should I be doing something else, creating something else to mm-hmm. provide for my family? And mm-hmm. when I know that there's like literally nothing, like I go for the guidance and it's like nothing, like I would never, I'm never supposed to be acting from that place. It should only be from guidance and service. It shouldn't be, what is it that I can create right now to generate an income, to make myself feel more safe to be a mom, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. or to, mm-hmm. to talk about, to prepare for motherhood. And so thank you for reminding me of the possibilities of just, it doesn't even matter about the possibility. For me, it's more about coming back to that safety that I can provide for myself through that affirmation of that, by following my higher guidance every step of the way. Even if the brain can't attach a number to it, I will be provided for and I will be safe to do so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I feel like I should also just kind of put the caveat in there that, you know, I understand the way that I live isn't for everyone. And I also think so many people that are really kind of more, that lean more towards light workers, that feel like maybe you are in a, in quotations, normal job right now, and you feel like you're meant to be serving in a bigger way. I never want people to feel like they are supposed to like leave all their stability and just, I gotta make something happen. Like I'll do art or I'll do that, you know, Reiki or whatever they are feeling called to. Like you can still have your normal job and be in deep gratitude for it, because it's literally creating that, again, that stability, that groundedness, so that that first, second chakra doesn't need to be like clenched, so that you can actually get out of survival. And actually then what happens when we're not in fight or flight, we can actually like open up that creative life force center. So there's nothing wrong if you have a normal job and it's paying your bills and you have a family to provide for. I think the point of the conversation that I feel is important is, are you doing that still connected into your heart? Are you having those kind of conversations with your inner guidance? And part of the lesson that I've learned is when, and this isn't just about career, this is just in general, when my brain is like, I know this thing's coming to an end, or I know I'm going to be asked to do that thing, and it wants like a solid, like, let's sit down and make the decision. If I'm still getting a not right now, or it's not quite time, that's still a full no for me. I'm not gonna try and force myself into a yes, because that doesn't go well. And it's also okay to be in that space of like, oh, it's not yet. And I trust that my intuition is still gonna be there for me day in and day out. It's not just gonna disappear. I'm gonna know when it's meant, when I'm meant to complete that relationship, complete that part of my job. I'm gonna know when I get that push of, okay, like, yes, now bring this other component in. So I'm not asking anybody to abandon what feels stable in their life, but also don't close off yourself from all that joy and magic and light that can come through when you start to lean into trusting your higher self-awareness, because it will guide you. Even if it's in the most mundane things, like, you don't have to, just stay connected to that.
Thank you.
You had so much permission there.
Totally.
Permission to fall on wherever they fall on the spectrum of what's happening on our planet right now, and be there fully while being so fully connected to their higher self, to their inner wisdom. Mm-hmm. Permission to be divine and human as fuck. And that's something that I always have admired about you, Joy Lindholm, is that you show up with such strength, such majesty, and you are grounding so much divine energy. And then just as easily or as simply seemingly that you do that, you also shift to being like so innocent and so fun and so playful. And yeah. So like, you know, you'll tell us a story about your human moment and we all laugh. And
yeah,
it's just, okay. For me, you are an expression of a human in our fullness. And so I just want to say
thank you
to that.
I feel the same for you both. Yeah. And also, I kind of wanted to give a shout out to Mac's book, which just came in the mail. But if you guys want to understand literally how to walk through your life as a conscious entrepreneur, like leading with the heart, like you, I feel like that is actually one of your gifts to humanity. Like that is one of your strengths of this is how your life has unfolded, and you know, yes, that's not going to go away anytime. Like that is one of your gifts to the planet. So
thank you. That's so sweet. I love it.
Wow. Well, I really feel so complete with where we are now. I feel like we've taken an amazing journey in the last hour or so, and we've landed here. And I just want to offer you one last opportunity to express anything that might be on your heart specifically for this audience, anything that might be there for you to share.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Thank you both for the opportunity, obviously, to be in conversation with you. It's always my delight and joy to talk to you anytime. What is on my heart I'd love to actually love to end with a blessing again, because this is truly how I tend to live my life, is me open with a prayer and close with a prayer, because it's, this life is a ceremony. So yeah, if it feels available for everyone listening, if you can just close down the eyes again and take some nice deep breaths, really letting the body exhale. Give your beautiful human temple permission to release. Remember that the breath itself is always there to guide you back into the present, into your body. We draw in that new life. And we ask that everyone's guides, angels, teachers, encircle them, embrace them with so much love and compassion. We ask that any parts that are feeling hurt or scared or cut off from light, love, any parts that feel deeply rageful or angry, we actually invite all of those aspects into the circle of light. May all of those parts of ourselves be deeply loved. We no longer need to reject any part of ourself. We have full permission to radically love ourselves, the world, this life. And I ask that the energy of Source itself wrap around our bodies, moving in and through the body, so that every cell in the body may receive a gentle upgrade. And clearing away stagnancy, anxiety, outside noise, any foreign energy. We clear away any old agreements, any vows that no longer serve our highest good. We have permission to let go of all of that now. We give it back to the energy of Source itself. May all of those spaces inside of us that have been yearning for connection be filled now with the light of God, of Source, and with our own higher self. We ask to be deeply grounded into Mother Earth, that our body temples may receive nourishment, support. And it is my personal prayer that each of you listening may feel the deep love and reverence that I have for all of you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for playing your part. Thank you for choosing to show up at this most amazing, exciting time on the planet. And we ask that any other little downloads that need to come through be gently moved through the top of your crown and right into the places inside of you that are needing those gentle little upgrades. And taking another few deep breaths, we seal this beautiful conversation in holy light. And with that, we pray and say that it is done. It is done, it is done, and so it is. Amen.
Thank you so much for that beautiful closing. And just one last opportunity, if people, since they just received a healthy dose of your medicine, if people want to receive more of you, to be connected with you, how can they find you? Where's the best place to connect? And also, if people want to work with you, how can they do that?
Sure. I'd say easiest is probably you can find me on Instagram, and my site is connected there. So you can shoot me an email if you have questions. I'll allow you to, if you want to put that in your notes, if it needs to be accessible or email, I'm happy to answer any questions. And thank you both for the opportunity to chat. I love you both so much.
We love you so much. incredibly honored to call you family, love. Thank you. Mwah.
Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.